Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to start off by saying it has been a rough fucking week. Now, in recovery, there's no guarantee that every day is going to be an easy day. Just like there's no guarantee that every day is going to be a hard day. Recovery means that I get to be alive. I get to be present. I get to sit here on this podcast and be open and honest. And honestly, sometimes being open and honest sucks. Like, seriously sucks. But you know what it does? It keeps me in sobriety. It keeps me in recovery. And it keeps me coming back to share. Because maybe my sharing my pain and what I'm going through will help you. So what's going on? January 20th marks 6 years since my dad died. And every time I share my story, I always mention how, like, when my dad died, I felt like a piece of me died. And it kind of set me off on this spiral of alcoholism. And I'm not saying I didn't drink before, because I did. I drank before. But in my mind, what I tell myself is, like, I drink like a typical 20-year-old drink, you know? Heavy on the weekends and then so-so on the weekdays. But when my dad died, that's when I really started that drinking. And that's when I didn't care if it was the morning or the evening or the weekend. It didn't fucking matter. I just wanted to drink. I did not want to feel nothing. So why am I sharing this with you? You've probably heard it before. You'll probably hear it again. But there's a saying, and the saying goes something like, we're only as sick as our deepest secret. Secrets keep us drinking. Sharing helps lift that pain and takes away some of the stuff that we feel. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm sharing. I'm just being real. I'm being honest. Grief is this interesting beast. And I call it a beast because it's kind of like an animal. You never know exactly when it's going to hit or what form it's going to take or where it's going to take you. But being able to feel that shit and be able to process it and not go out and drink and numb that shit is the best feeling in the world. So as I'm sitting here this past week in pain and anger and even a little bit of fear, and I'm forgetting to have so much faith, I'm also realizing that I am blessed because I get to feel these things. And now that I have a couple years sobriety, I can actually feel them and learn from them. Now I'm not just feeling them and trying to like get over the hump. Now I'm feeling them, processing it, and okay, I'm alive, I'm surviving. I'm not binging on food. I'm not binging on other things. I'm not drinking. I'm not numbing myself. I might be a little bit snappy because, hey, it's not the easiest thing in the world. But I'm present and I'm dealing with this shit and life is going on. I went to extra meeting. I've been reaching out. I'm doing all the opposite things that I would normally do and that I really want to do. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to share my pain. I don't want to say nothing. I just want to sit in my bed and go to sleep, to be honest. Like, if I could take a week-long nap, I probably would have. But I have kids. They expect to be fed. They expect certain things. And those are good expectations, because some expectations are good and some are bad. So I've been doing what I'm supposed to do, a little bit grouchier than normal. But I do know, like, after this weekend, after this, I'll give myself another week to just kind of chill and relax, and then things will get better. That's the way of life. Nothing ever stays the same unless I'm drinking, and then it kind of does stay the same, because when I was drinking, I spent my life on the hamster wheel and it was like impossible to get off. Today, I don't have to do that. Today, I get to share the stuff with you. So yeah, moving on. That's what's going on in my life. Always exciting, always drama-filled, never the same, and I'm so intensely grateful because you know what? That means I'm experiencing life as life is meant to be experienced. Now, you're probably thinking, how can she possibly be happy about feeling grief that she numbed for 3 years, and now it's the third year of feeling it? Well, you know why I'm happy about this? Because God forbid, or higher power forbid, or whatever word you want to use, that something else happens in my life, I'm learning how to be better equipped to deal not only with happy times, but with grief-filled times. And these are the lessons that we have in order to survive. Because I'm an alcoholic. My first thought when a catastrophe hits will probably always be, where's the bottle of vodka? Where's the 30-pack of beer? Just want to numb my mind. Now, I don't actually want to drink, and I don't ever want to drink again in my life. But as an alcoholic, I can't think so far in the future. Like, I can, but it's not a healthy place to be. So today, I'm focusing on today. And today means that I'm also feeling kind of like on the edge of panic. I'm turning 30 in March. I'm starting to future trip. I don't know what the hell I want to do with my life. I feel like my life is incomplete. I'm supposed to be so much further ahead. And all this garbage. And it's just like, whoa, what is today? Today is January 19th. I'm going to publish this episode on January 22nd. So do I really need to be worrying about what's going to happen in March or April or May, June, whatever? No. What I need to focus on is today. What am I going to do today? Well, it's a Friday. So that means it's the weekend's coming up. It's raining. I'm going to go and experience life as life is meant to be experienced. I'm going to spend time with my kids and be aggravated and happy and just in the moment, because we have these moments. And if we're sitting in the future, like worrying about like the fact that I'm aging and I don't have a career and I don't know what I want to do with my life, how am I going to focus on what's happening today? I'm going to miss so much shit that I could have been focusing on and enjoying and being present for, because I'm stuck in La La Land, and La La Land isn't a great place to be. So what are the biggest obstacles in recovery? And I did this, I posted this in one of my recovery groups, because I don't want my podcast to always be my opinion. I want to bring in other things, what other people are struggling with, because it's not all about me. This is about us recovering. So this is a collective share. I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to say who said what, but I agree 100% with every one of these things. So the biggest, hardest obstacles in recovery, they are not in order of what's hardest or least hardest, because it's kind of like a personal thing. Some of these you might have no trouble with, and some of them might be your hardest thing to deal with. Boredom. Yeah, boredom and me don't really get along. Like when I'm bored, I want to eat, I want to watch TV, I want distraction, 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 anything so that I'm not bored. But I have to learn how to accept that boredom, because being bored is actually kind of normal. As a kid, my parents used to be like, if you're bored, go outside and play. If you're bored, why don't you clean your room? If you're bored, do this. So I kind of learned at that early age, if I'm bored, I need to redirect myself. But sometimes being bored is a good thing. Being bored, we can just kind of sit there for a moment. If you're bored, turn that boredom into meditation. Like, reflect on your day and just like be at peace with yourself. Like, what an awesome opportunity. Complacency. I'm like super complacent in a lot of aspects of my life. And this is a progress thing. Sometimes I'm really on, and sometimes I'm just like, whatever, it can wait a year or two, which is not realistic. But that's something that we learn as we grow in recovery. And my highest recommendation is just to be patient with yourself. If you're worried about being complacent and forgetting what you were being complacent about, write out a list and accept the fact that it might not get done today, but it will be done. Food. Oh, well, everybody who listens to this podcast knows my love of food. And it started as a child. I went from being overweight. At my highest weight, I was almost 200 pounds when I was like 16 and 15 and even younger, to the opposite of becoming bulimic and going down to 112 pounds when I was 17. So food is like this kind of thing that I have to be careful about, because I can sit there and eat. But then that binge urge, the end of the binge urge finishes, and I have the urge to go and throw up. So food is awesome. I will always love food. But I also have to have that healthy relationship with food. So I have to know that I don't have to eat all the donuts. I don't have to eat donuts every day, but maybe once a month I can have a donut and actually enjoy it, because I want to enjoy my food. I don't want to just sit there stuffing my face. Like, my toughest lesson I'm learning is to enjoy things. Enjoy the food. Don't just eat because you're angry or lonely or sad. Eat because it tastes good and you need it to survive. Patience. Patience is hard, especially as a mom. Patience with people, places, things, and situations. That's kind of self-explanatory. It's something that as you gain more time, it gets a little bit easier, but there will always be some people, places, things, and situations that you just want to pull out your hair and scream at them because they're stupid in your head. But learning to accept these emotions and those things and breathe and not speak exactly what's on your mind will be a skill that we all learn. And I think it's a learning curve that goes on for the rest of our life. New comfort zone setting. So this is like learning how to have a comfort zone and when to change that comfort zone and make tweaks and stuff. Letting people in, asking for help. I hate asking for help. Like, this is me asking for help all week long. I was reaching out to people. I was telling them what's going on instead of just saying I'm fine or I'm okay, when really I have not been fine or okay. I told a woman yesterday exactly what was going on and it was uncomfortable. But you know what? She shared back with me and it was this beautiful moment of, this is why we do it. People, relationships, friendships. Yeah, these things we may have tarnished, we may have hurt, we may have none, but we have to build them up slowly and make sure we include some boundaries, which will also be a obstacle, is boundaries. How to set them, how to keep them, how to keep them going. Unconsciously picking up new habits like smoking, eating, shopping, gambling. Like, we're alcoholics or addicts. Like, we have this predisposition to love too much, eat too much, do too much. Anything that we can do once, why not do 1,000? Like, that is most of our mentalities, or that is my mentality. So I have to be mindful of the fact that, why am I eating that second helping? Why am I going shopping? Do I need this? I've never been into gambling and I've never really been into smoking, but I can easily see how, like, if I go to gamble, like, how I could keep going, because that adrenaline gets going and I just want to keep going. Feeling socially in debt, inept, or retarded. That's something that I definitely feel. I don't know how to talk to people that well. I get nervous. My voice shakes. Or I just blurt something randomly and then I'm like, why the fuck did I just say that? Like, what the hell is wrong with me? Am I retarded? Like, am I missing something on the emotional scale? Or is this just something I haven't learned yet? Because I skimped out on so many years of growing that, in a way, I am actually a little bit slow. I am a little bit on the spectrum because I have to learn these things at a later age, and that's okay. Like, I'm not using the word to be politically incorrect. I'm using the word as it's meant to be used. Expectations. We have to have a fine line of expectations, because we can take those to the extreme and then we can just forget that we have any at all. There's good expectations. Having those boundaries kind of tie into that. And then there's the unrealistic expectations that we all want to have, but we cannot have. Obsessing about the past and the future, or both. I spent the first half of the episode saying how I'm obsessing about the past, I'm obsessing about the future. And that's how I know, like, I have to rein that shit in. I have to get back in the moment. Balance. I have to have a good balance in life for everything. Anger. Yeah, I get angry pretty easily, and I have always internalized it. So finding a healthy outlet to deal with the anger, whether it's coloring and like scribbling super hard, or breathing, meditation, prayer, like all those things like sound so stupid in my head when I say them, but you know what? They fucking work. Sometimes the simplest things are the best things to use. Resentments. They always say like resentments will get us back to drinking. I've personally been working on my resentments, and something they've taught me in my program of recovery is that even though we work through our resentments, like, they will come back if we don't actively work them. So this is something we have to be mindful of. Like, yeah, we got angry, but do we have to hold on to that anger to the point of making a resentment that it's just going to lead us back to ugly places? No, we don't want that in our life. Reforming, recreating, establishing relationships, friendships, and even with ourselves. Like, I have to learn how to love myself and talk to myself and be myself. And then I have to learn how to be that way with my husband and my kids. And I have to have boundaries, and I have to have like this balance. See, all these things kind of tie in together. And this is something we learn. We don't learn it all in one day. It takes time and patience. Dealing with anxiety and depression. Like, I have my ups and downs, and now I'm realizing like this is actually a part of my life. It wasn't just stemmed from the drinking. That was a huge part of it. But I have anxiety and I have some depression, and I have to be mindful of the fact that they're going to hit. How do I deal with them? How do I get out of my head? How do I stay in the moment? Thinking and not staying in the present is another obstacle. We always like jump forward because it's almost easier to go forward or to go backwards. But in the present, that's where we make the growth. That's where we make the connections and form the memories and have the good times. Being in the moment. Just said it, saying it again, because it's a huge one. I always find myself going to the future now because the past is painful. The present is okay, but the future is amazing because, you know, it has not happened yet. But you know what? If I'm always in the future, I'm missing out today. What's going on today? Like, it's raining. It hardly ever rains in Southern California. Well, it's not raining. It's like sprinkling. How amazing is that? We can go stomp in muddy puddles. Acceptance. Acceptance is huge. How can I accept someone that does something to me? How can I accept my life as it is? How can I accept the fact that I'm an alcoholic in recovery for the rest of my fucking life? But you know what? I can accept that because it brings happiness and it brings serenity and I'm at peace with it. And I can't change anything. All I can do is accept them. And finally, impulsiveness. I'm so impulsive. Like, I woke up this morning and I'm like, I want a cupcake. Haven't binged. I've been good in a relative manner. So I impulsively bought cupcakes online and now I'm going to go pick them up. Is it an impulse once I start thinking it through and I still want to do it? Not in my head. Maybe you disagree with me. Bottom line is we have to think through our actions instead of just acting on them. So I thought through my action of getting cupcakes and now I'm going to actually go get them because I didn't just go get them. And that's a huge step in the positive for me because I thought it through before I am acting on it. And I have to do that with every part of my life. I can't just say something before I think. I have to think before I speak. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's a longer than average episode, but I had a lot to get out. And I thought you guys would appreciate a little bit change up in the format. I am so thankful for all of you. Hope you guys have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening.
Bye.